I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. The Biden administration recently announced that schools must administer standardized tests this spring. That's after Illinois and other states requested waivers. The administration says the tests are needed to understand how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting student learning. But Kathy Griffin, president of the Illinois Education Association, says different testing methods can provide better and faster data on that question than regular standardized tests.
So you're going to take away teaching and learning time so that you can administer a test that is not going to give you any data that you can use quickly to make sure that you are addressing the needs of students. It's illogical, quite honestly.
The U.S. Department of Education says states won't be held accountable for the results of standardized testing, and that states can offer remote assessments, shorter tests, or even delay the exams. The Illinois State Board of Education, which supports waiving the requirement, says they're working with the federal government to find a path forward for Illinois. Meanwhile, Illinois regional superintendents released a report detailing the extent of the teacher shortage in the state. Peter Medlin has more on what schools say is the toughest position to fill during COVID-19, substitute teachers.
93% of schools said they have a problem finding qualified substitutes to fill in. There was a shortage before the pandemic, but COVID-19 has made it substantially worse. Mark Kleisner is the president of the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. He says some schools are offering far more than the $100 a day standard in order to try and find those subs.
Desperate districts are spending $200 a day on substitutes and still can't find them.
Districts rely heavily on retired teachers, many of whom are in a more vulnerable class and don't want to risk coming into classrooms. They also may not have the proper training to teach remotely. Kleisner says the state could extend the short-term substitute license from 10 days to 30 and the long-term from 90 days to a year. He says the change wouldn't have to be permanent, but it would help give schools the agility to fill classrooms as schools go back in person and the need for subs ramps back up. I'm Peter Medlin.
Nearly three dozen Illinois House Democrats signed a resolution condemning a Southern Illinois Republican. Capital News Illinois reports it's related to Representative Chris Miller's attendance at a January 6th rally in Washington, D.C. that preceded the deadly riot at the Capitol. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Some residents in our area may have been startled Tuesday when they received a wireless emergency alert for a tornado warning. The National Weather Service in Paducah says the alert was unintentionally activated for some customers during a test tornado warning issued for the entire state of Missouri. The Weather Service says it has identified the cause and resolved the issue. Illinois will see more than 80,000 Johnson & Johnson vaccines this week as more COVID-19 shots arrive each day from the federal government and its partners. Vaccination appointments are being made at health departments and participating pharmacies all over the region. More details on the County Health Department websites and ours as well. Good morning.